Cardinal Bernard Law gave a brief statement to reporters today, his first public appearance since he resigned as Archbishop of the Boston Archdiocese last Friday.
To all those who have suffered from my shortcomings and from my mistakes, I once again apologize, and from them I beg forgiveness.
Law declined to take questions from reporters. NPR's Tovia Smith has covered the sexual abuse story in the Catholic Church for nearly a year. She joins us now from Boston. Tovia, apart from that apology that we just heard, did Cardinal Law have anything else to say?
Not a lot, and not a lot more than he said in a short written statement announcing his resignation on Friday. Over the past year, Cardinal Law has said that he felt a responsibility to fix this mess himself, and in his words, to make the Archdiocese of Boston a model for how this issue should be handled, and he wanted to help implement reforms. But today he said that it became ever more clear to him that, quote, the most effective way that I might serve the church would be to resign. He also went on to say, as he did on Friday, that he hoped his resignation would help the church experience healing and reconciliation and unity.
Did he give any more details about why he came to this decision now? I mean, he's been under pressure to resign for months. Why at this moment?
Nothing more specific than this suggestion that he finally came to a recognition that staying in office, in place, would just add to the church's problems rather than help resolve them. Church officials tell us that Cardinal Law actually made the decision December 5th. That was more than a week before he actually met with the Pope and resigned. And that week of December 5th, you recall, was one of the most scandalous and tumultuous weeks of all. It was when these new documents were released revealing more sordid tales of priests with double lives, priests having children, trading drugs for sex, even physically violent priests, and more revelations that priests were allowed to keep working in local parishes. And if the public outrage wasn't enough, it was also the week that priests, for the first time, were calling on Cardinal Law to step down. And that had to be a big factor for a bishop. You know, a bishop may be able to deal with dissent from the pews, but when he loses the support of his own priests, things quickly become untenable.
Did his statement include anything about the civil lawsuits that are filed against him and the archdiocese by alleged victims of sexual abuse?
He said he would continue to cooperate with the legal process. The Archdiocese and Cardinal Law personally are facing a slew of lawsuits from about 450 alleged victims, and there are more to come. Also, Cardinal Law has been subpoenaed to testify before a grand jury that's looking into possible criminal charges for the abuse that occurred on Cardinal Law's watch, and Law would only say that he would continue to be available as necessary in that legal process.
What's he going to do now?
Well, he said he's moving off of archdiocese property, and he said he would continue his responsibilities as cardinal, though he's no longer archbishop, but he's still cardinal. Those duties include helping to advise the Pope and voting on who should be the next Pope, but perhaps not too much more than that. And the fact is, Cardinal Law may well spend more time in the next year or so answering depositions and testifying at trial than anything else. Cardinal Law also said he plans to take a brief vacation and that he would go on a retreat at a monastery. And that comment pleased at least one victim I spoke with this afternoon, who said that she thought it was a sign that Cardinal Law finally understood the gravity of what had happened.
Did he seem changed to you?
Well, he did seem emotional at points, but he stuck to his very short written statement. One thing I did note was that Cardinal Law made a point of thanking the media for being courteous and respectful. And if you want to talk about change, that's a far cry from about 10 years ago when the Boston Globe had reported on another priest, and Cardinal Law, in a now infamous remark, basically called down the wrath of God on the Boston Globe for its coverage.
All right. Thanks very much, Tovia. NPR's Tovia Smith in Boston.